Ministers, I'm sure you're aware that if you're a parent with a child with additional needs, sometimes it can be exhausting. And it's not the child that exhausts you, it's the system. It's fighting against the system over and over again. And over the last number of weeks, and indeed in the last number of days, the number of people who are coming to us are huge now. I've heard from parents firsthand that exhaustion, that beaten down of the system, because their children doesn't have a place to go in September, or indeed at this point in time. In Donegal, we now have a full-blown crisis. We have a situation where, Minister, I'm sure you'll be aware, and I invite you up to Donegal to look at this. In particular, we have a school there, which is Little Angel School. It is the only school in the county dedicated to students with severe and profound learning disabilities. It's a fantastic school. It recently had a brand new state-of-the-art building constructed, and it should be a moment of celebration for everybody. But it's too small. There are countless number of families who have sat across from me, some of them in tears, that can't get a place for their student, for their child, that can't get a place for their son or daughter, despite all of the reports, and I have some of them for you, all of the reports telling them they need to be in Little Angels. And it's not fair in the staff, it's not fair in the principal, it's not fair in the board of management, the school is too small. Yet these children are not newborns. The state should know that these children have additional needs and that they need to be supported in the classroom. I have another family who's originally from Donegal. They live in Dublin now. The file is so thick. They have been applying for the last 3 years to every single school and they've been refused. They've been number one on the list, number six on the list, number eight on the list. That child is now transitioning into secondary school and that child has nowhere to go. Nowhere to go, despite being in having additional needs. The school, the primary school that she attends, them telling her that it's not suitable for their needs. She went through her whole primary system, knowing that she was in the wrong school, but transitioning to secondary school, nowhere to go. They have letter after letter after letter refusing. And this is about cherishing the children of the nation equally. Well, there's a very clear sign, because this isn't the first time we've had a debate in this year. If you have a children with additional needs, this government is not looking after your needs. So I'm asking you to take the action that you have to make sure that all stops are pulled out to accommodate these children.